A fourth Democrat has entered the race for a congressional seat in New York's lower Hudson Valley. Westchester County resident Allison Fine announced Thursday she will run for the 17th district seat, held by Democrat Nita Lowey, who is not seeking re-election after 16 terms.
I've spent the last 15 years as a pioneer for technology for good. Through that work, I really, truly understood what the big changes are that we're living through personally, technologically, and in our communities. So I understand what's pulling us apart right now, and I understand how to put it back together. In addition, most recently, I was the chair of the National Board of NARAL, Pro-Choice America Foundation, and I want to put the economic needs and the health needs of women front and center in my campaign.
You just mentioned, you understand what's tearing us apart and how to put it back together. Maybe you could be a little more concrete about that.
Sure. So one of the big issues going on right now is that everybody is feeling economically insecure. My husband and I, we have two kids in college and aging parents, and for a long time we've been working independently, and everybody we know is feeling similar stresses and strains. So one of the issues that's of primary importance to me is making sure that benefits go with people, not with jobs. So everybody should be able to take not only their health care, but their retirement fund, their Social Security, their sick days with them in this very mobile economy that we have.
Fine has written three books on the field of online activism and is a founding board member of Civic Hall, an organization aimed at using technology for social good. And she started Innovation Network, Inc., to improve the work of grassroots organizations in areas such as homelessness, women's health, immigration, legal aid, and environmental advocacy.
I'm ready to take on all the battles. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to organize. I'm ready to win this race.
Fine grew up in Sleepy Hollow, where she raised three kids and was the president of her synagogue. The 17th district includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester, and is considered by ratings groups to be solidly Democratic.
I think you need to be careful in a district like ours. I think you can't go too far left or too far right. I think that people want, they want steady leadership. They want innovations in leadership as well. And they want somebody who represents the district. And I think I look exactly like Democratic primary voters in this district. I think I represent the energy and the interest of the women's movement that has really been energized since 2016. My campaign manager has been running an indivisible chapter near us. This next stage in our country will not be led by political parties. It's going to be led by the energy and the interests of individual activists, particularly women, who are ready for a big change. You know what? We're going to do what women always do. We roll our sleeves up and get stuff done.
And she weighs in on impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump.
I think President Trump was impeachable on day one when he didn't divest himself from his personal companies and personal interests. And I think it is a travesty what he's done in politicizing the State Department. And I'm very glad to see Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats taking the lead on bringing some sanity and political accountability to the presidency.
Fine joins Rockland County native Mondaire Jones, who in July announced a run. In October, State Assemblyman David Buchwald tossed his hat in the ring, followed by State Senator David Carlucci about a week later. The primary election is in June. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.